Good morning.
Good morning.
Fucking. Welcome to.
I get your endorphins flowing.
It do. Welcome to the hot dads and cool dabs.
Cool dabs. Hot dads and cool dabs. Cold star dabs.
Do your push ups, number two, son. Grip it and rip it, my friend.
Yeah. Slowly, though. Getting off the drinking. You could tell by this episode that it wasn't about the drinking.
Yeah, right away we didn't start with the shots. Hey, this show's killing us, fam. No. you guys are putting the pressure on. No, I'm kidding. No, we do what we want. We like what we do. But we've always talked about doing some healthy shit when we do this show, to be honest. As much as we talk about drinking, smoking, or whatever. But, like, you know, it's a part of our lives because we're a bunch of goofballs. It might not be for everybody, but probably most of you degenerates who listen to us. But we're always talking about health stuff.
We're saying group-wise, degenerates.
Right, we're always you guys are wonderful people, don't worry. We are we've always been talking about doing, like, I work at the gym, a lot of you already know that, and Nate's been trying to get back onto his, like, doing healthy shit all the time because he's always skateboarding, walking places, doing stuff. But
yeah,
we figured we would start this morning with a good workout, which I'm gonna clip into the end of this episode, so stay for it.
Yeah, stay for it, man. Shit's lit. So you can do it and have something to look forward to.
Right? Absolutely. It's gonna sound muy bueno.
Muy bueno.
Now, fucking dude, honestly, I haven't heard from you in, like, almost a week, really, besides just, like, we always have to keep, like, a fucking, like, we have our group chats, we have our Discord stuff, like we're doing here, but that's all just, like, you know, it's just group, everybody's got a group chat nowadays, no matter how old or young or what you do, everyone's got something where there's just something popping off all fucking day long. Like, so, I mean, I get those, but it's kind of been passive.
I got a quick update. Fucking, I was in the hospital for a little bit. I went into ketoacidosis. Being diabetic is a lot harder than you think. For the people that have had it their whole lives, bless you, because it is fucking tough to have it. Late onset diabetes, type 1 diabetes, nevertheless.
Yeah, I have a few clients besides you. Well, you're not my client, you're my homie. We work out a little bit together, but I have a few clients that are diabetic, and luckily, honestly, I've learned a decent amount from my grandpa being diabetic when I was growing up with the same kind of, like, onset diabetes that you have, but in two different age ranges. For a person who's a bit younger, I have some 40-year-old clients and 30-year-old clients that have it as well. And, like, that, so, I mean, it's not too uncommon, but I only have two of those, and my grandpa was in his, like, you know, I don't even actually know when he got it. That's a question I could ask my grandma. But while she's, you know, still around and all that, she just turned 80 this year. So wild.
To her, man, like, life, like, living that long is unimaginable to certain people.
It kind of is to me, even though, like, I definitely think that, like, not like I think I'm going to die before it. I'll live as long as I fucking can. But, like, 80 is a milestone, no matter how good of technology or health we have nowadays. Making it to fucking 80 seems to be like, I did it.
Like, think about every person who's been in, like, extreme hardcore gang violence,
or
people that have thought about wanting to kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? Making it to 80 is blessed, bro.
Absolutely. I think that, like, a lot of folks, I mean, everyone's going to say, like, well, bro, I'm listening, like, you guys might not think it, but I'm 68 listening to this. That's 12 years away from me. No fucking way I'm dying at 80. I get it. I understand. I'm starting to understand that the older I get. When you're 16, anyone over 30 might as well be dead, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
you fucking millennial piece of shit.
But I'm not, well, I'm not 16, bro. Like, I mean, I'm, like, yeah, fucking, I'm about to be 30. 30. In a matter of days.
You're 30,
like,
dude.
So, I mean, like, I get that, like, oh, no, 50 isn't old. Like, that's 20 years from now. I remember being 10. Like, I can remember, when you get to 30, I think you're at a point in your life where, like, 2 decades of time, you can actually remember. Like, any time before that, I mean, when you're 20, you're zero then. But, I mean, like, you really don't have memories until you're about 3, 4, 5 for some people, depending in that range that you can actually, like, hardcore remember. Basically, preschool is, like, the first memory I have, and I was 4. There's, like, something,
well, yeah,
I can, like,
tell you that's your,
I can remember as an adult.
That you remember your immediate fucking first traumatic experience. And I was like, really? That's how memories are set? First thing that was shitty to you?
That's how it go? Fuck, man.
Like, and then I thought about it. I was in Minnesota in a fucking little kiddie swimming pool, fucking just splashing around out in the fucking summer. And then I, like, slipped under and then got back up, was throwing up water and crying, and that's my first memory.
Awesome. And it set the tone for a whole lifetime of pain. No.
A whole lifetime of pure darkness.
I was born in it, molded by the water.
By the water.
But, I mean, I'm going to be dead ass with you. You know what? I don't know if I've ever even really said it because it's not that important, but it is because it's the first remember. Two memories I can remember, and I think I know in what order they were, but they honestly could be one happened either one before each other. I have two memories of preschool because I remember the building and I remember being in there, and I've been in there since because I've had like nieces, nephews that go to the same little preschool, and I've been in there. I've been like, oh, no. Like, this isn't a manufactured memory. This is exactly what it looks like. I was like 1,000 days.
Was it Cody?
No, it was, it's called the Gingerbread House. It's right next to the bar out west. Which I've always thought is the fucking best thing in the world. They're like, drop your shitheads off here, then come drink over here. But I remember Santa coming in 1997, so I was about to turn 5. So, because, I mean, I was born on Christmas, like, right around 92.
Yeah, so that was right before 97, was it 97 or 98, where you guys had this super bad winter?
That was that year, 97 of October, man. We're like, Omaha had this wild ass snowstorm that happened out in like the middle of October. Yeah, like the beginning of it. People still, as long as you've been around, will remember because it was like 3 feet, like dead ass. It was
6 feet of snow.
It was wild.
It was the most. Yeah, it was the most snow you guys had gotten in fucking literally almost ever, I think.
Since the ancient times, but like...
Yeah, like, they shut down Halloween, they shut down Christmas stuff, they fucking, the streets were, it was inhabitable, they wanted to make sure that you had all the food and stuff and that you guys, like weren't going out, you know what I mean? They're like, you will die.
Right, absolutely. No, that was, like, I still harken back to, like, every now and again we have a whole bunch of snow. Everyone's like, well, it wasn't October 97. Like, all right, well, like, still, like, this
You're
is
like, what?
This is the biggest,
will be that.
This is why, like, us and Reno are, like, the biggest small cities in the world, and even Reno at least has casinos and shit, but we're getting them, I guess. Not like it matters to me. I'm not much of a gambler, nor do I think that it matters if you want it or not, but, like, we're gonna get some fucking tax money eventually, which would be nice, but... I think that fucking that memory of Santa Claus coming when I was like about to turn 5 is like one of the first memories, and it was dope actually. So I remember I got a little toy car, and it was like a little fucking like RC car. Point is, I think the actual first memory that I have though is older than that. Either that or it would have been the spring after, but I think that I was still like in the preschool, because if I was 5, I would have been going to kindergarten then by then, not too long after, is fucking my grandpa picking me up. Which is tight. I remember that I have that memory, the first one that I have, because I remember that he picked me up, and it's just me going and sitting in his armchair, and every day when I would get home, I watched DBZ. Every day when I got home, for some reason, just on Cartoon Network, like the thing that was happening when I got home was like Toonami around that time, like late 90s or whatever, I guess, in that case. So I always remember... But before they had Tom, and it was, like, super, super animated and all that, like, in the thousands. But I think that it was just when they would play the anime in the middle of the day when most kids were at school. And because I was in preschool, and usually preschoolers don't watch anime, but I was just, I didn't give a shit. I was like, fuck Barney. This is dope. Like, they're fighting. They're flying everywhere.
Like, you're not watching. Grandpa's like, you're not watching that pussy shit. And then
That's why I've told you, like, in my life, I guarantee I've watched every first run old episode of DBZ, but I was 4. So, like, I don't,
that's so awesome, though.
They're burned in there somewhere. That's why I've always loved that show. But, like, one of my first memories is, like, what him walking by.
Coming out, too, also.
New still, yeah. Him walking by the TV and just, like, going to get a coffee or whatever the fuck he was doing, and me literally just sitting in his armchair watching Dragon Ball Z in the same house that my parents have now, which is like pretty fucking wild. Kind of wholesome, I guess.
That's insane, man.
But
that's insane, man. And congrats. That's a really cool memory to have.
I think I was like, it's definitely not drowning in a kiddie pool, which sounds infinitely more badass. I'd have a cooler story. But like, I was like, well, I remember being really comfortable and watching cartoons.
That's what's the move, though. That's what we want, baby.
I have plenty of shitty ones too. Y'all want to?
Dude, I remember this kid fucking Gus. It's another shitty memory. This kid Gus fucking, while I was just driving my bike, brand new bike, fucking driving around the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Stunting on these fucking little niggas. And I was just driving around. But see, therein lies the problem, what I said right there.
Stunting.
I was stunting on these.
Doing a little man flexing.
I was. And I was a little man. Like, I was so much smaller than I was. Like, it was really weird. I was like, I was small until I was like maybe 10 or 11 years old.
That's and what I was going to ask. Have you always been tall?
I've been tall since about sixth grade.
That's why, I mean, when puberty makes you like, shoo, like straight up.
Oh, yeah, and I did. I had like facial hair and shit.
As I keep telling people, like, I've looked like this since I was 12. I haven't grown. Just the beard's got a little thicker. That's about it.
So I'm driving my bike around, and this kid Gus is like, let me ride your bike. And I was like, nah. So he pushed me off of it, and then he took it. You know what I'm saying? I took my bike and was driving around.
Is Gus someone that was like always around, or was he just a fucking neighborhood asshole?
He was like a neighborhood. He was the neighborhood asshole. He was a little bit older than all the kids. But he still, every once in a while, he was cool because, you know, he was the cool kid. Show you some cool shit, like how to put a fucking can on the back of your bike tire because it sounded tight. You know what I'm saying?
The neighborhood older brother, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That wants to be a dickhead. But,
yes, that one. The red herring of the fucking group.
Oh, every neighborhood had one, especially back then. Like, because nowadays, I mean, it's not like kids don't have bullies or anything like that. Of course they do. We have people are more aware of it.
Bullies now, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot more kind of refined, I think. It's not so old school playground, give me your lunch money kind of shit.
Yeah, which would be cool. You know what I mean? It was not cool then. Because that was like the pinnacle
of bullying. Let me clarify.
Yeah, that's not cool. But like, it would have been cooler than fucking being told like your mom's a slut and fucking you're like just die or something.
Like honestly, like I was never bullied too much. I mean, my older brother always picked on me too. I'll let you finish your story. But I was like, it was just. But I mean, like I was just about the same age and same size as him. So I mean, like I mean, he definitely was more hot-headed than me, but that's fine.
Oh,
mm-hmm. But that's fine. Like, I mean, honestly, that everybody's... I was a fucking shithead. I was such a sarcastic ass my entire fucking childhood until I got to about puberty, middle school, and then was broody. Had my hair in front of my face.
I was a dick, bro.
But, well, I mean, like, there's some little kids that are really sweet, but, like, when you fucking, like, grow up like we did, just fucking outside playing sports, two little shithead boys...
Literally,
loud parents that like to have fun and shit. So it's like, you know, you're gonna end up being a bit of a shithead sometimes. But Gus,
I watched my mom, dude. So I'm gonna get back to fucking Gus.
Well, I'll get back to Gus.
I watched my mom and my old homeboy James's mom, Robin, beat the shit out of this bitch named Audrey. Pull her out of her house by her hair and was just whooping their ass in the courtyard.
Oh, man.
These three white bitches were going in, dude. I was like, oh, my God.
Go throw it out.
This is crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? And they wonder why I'm wild, you know? They wonder where I got that shit from.
Dude, I mean, like, and that was a different time, too, because I do think that parents have calmed down, because you'll get put right the fuck up on Twitter or on Facebook, or you'll become viral in, like, 5 seconds for throwing one punch at a Little League game. One punch at a Little League game. What's wrong with that, Randy? No, fucking...
Nothing. Literally nothing.
No, it's... Well, but it's kids. It's kids, though. That's why I was like, I think it is, like... I mean, fuck. I never actually had anything wild like that. I never had, like, parents fight. Oh, maybe I blocked a memory. I don't remember.
You're telling me Mike never fought nobody?
Was like, ooh, wait a minute. Maybe I've just been pushing some shit back here. Actually, I'm thinking of a few times.
Yeah. Because Amy was out here, boy. She was like, I can't believe she pulled that bitch out of her house by her hair. And Robin came out of nowhere and was just fucking, they were giving her uppercuts and then fucking kicking her.
That's what women do. They go right to the hair and they go hockey style. They try and pull the hair up off your head and then uppercuts to the face.
Yeah, man.
It's effective. It's effective. Watch hockey.
It is.
But,
all right, so this clown did Gus. So I was fucking driving my bike. I came back. My fucking knee was scraped up and my elbow was scraped up and I was crying. Mm-hmm. And my dad's like, what's wrong? And I was like, Gus stole my bike. And then he looked at me super serious. And he was like, you better go get that fucking bike back.
Gus did what?
So he was like, you can't come back until you get it back. And I was like, oh, man. So, your boy had to go fight Gus.
That's good. That's an old school shit. It was like, nowadays, parents are like, I'm going to make a petition and I'm going to go right to Facebook and I'm going to tell the neighborhood watch, where's my bike?
Yeah. Where's my bike? This kid, Gus, sucks and his parents are assholes. No,
I'm going to have to go fight Gus. I'm getting my mongoose back.
Yeah, literally. So I did. I fought Gus. And the kids, like his brothers, we're like, get him his fucking bike back. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I got my bike back, came home. One of my dad's proud moments of me. Not that he's had so many after. But but I got Gus and got my bike back.
Like, motherfucker, I got my bike back. No, that's the shit. Like, yeah. I mean, like, that's one of the other first memories you got. That's cool, though. Like, I mean, like, because you're five
and
or
Gus
six.
Gus never fucked with me. He never fucked with me ever again. He was cool with me after that.
He's like, I respect it. Like, you showed up and was like, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do, man. And I guess we're fighting then.
That's what I was like, my dad said, I got to fight you for my bike. That's what I told him. He's like, okay.
All right, I'm going to sit you down one time and then give you your bike back.
And you know what it was? Like those old, literally, that's what it was. Fucking, we tussled around for a little bit. He fucking threw me to my back and ass. And I was like, this is some bullshit.
This sucks.
And then fucking got up. And then his brother's like, give him his bike back.
Come on, man. Give his bike back, bro. He's like, all right, I respect
it. Yeah, he came out here, showed heart. Little nigga had heart.
I was watching a guy stream yesterday. Actually, shout out iShowtime on fucking on Twitch. I've been joining the Discord. It's fun fucking dude. But he was getting his ass beat playing UFC 4, and he was just like, all right, this is how we go down, man. We got to bring the pressure. He's either going to have to break to the pressure, or the pressure's going to get him. We're going to go. And I was like, oh, I respect it, actually. This is pretty funny, because most people are like, they try and block, and they try and whittle down. He was like, nope, I don't care if I lose, not even on stream. We're going to go punch this man. I was like, that's how you get it. That's how you get it done. No, I understand. Fucking... Yeah, no, I'm remembering a few things that happened when I was playing sports. And namely, my parents never really actually got into too many fights or anything like that. Like, not... I mean, there's definitely some yelling matches when, like, some parents get heated. And, like, most of the time I brushed it off just because I didn't care. I was like, you can look at the scoreboard. Like, we won.
Yeah,
like,
stats, nigga, stats.
So, I mean, because I don't really ever remember talking shit when I lost. Like, I really don't. Not my parents or anybody, because it's not how we grew up. If we lose, dude. Like, unless... I'm going to go yell at the ref. I'm not going to yell at the ref, but... You know, what the fuck is this shit, man? How much they pay you? But other than that...
I got on ridiculousness. Flip the guy's hats off. This is bullshit. You know what it is. I didn't hear him. I didn't talk to him, dear. You saw that.
You saw that. You're like, what? You fucking saw that. No, but I do remember, actually, fucking... There was a time... Because, I mean... Again, like, both of you and I have been athletic, like, our whole life, and like I said, I still teach sports and all that, so it's not, I don't want to go back, like, I was the fucking Uncle Rico style, but, like, back in my day, if they just put me in, I could have been the greatest. I could have done it. Like, not fucking, I made some mistakes, but I was a really good athlete, and still am, but, like, was when I was a kid, like, I captained a few teams, and like I said, I was very much, like, I grew up fast and matured quick, but I've been, like, 5'11 and varying weight since I was, like, literally in high school. Like, not... Like, already the size that I am here with the full goatee, just by the age of, like, 17 at the latest.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean...
For sure, bro.
I mean, actually, fuck, thinking back when I was, like, finishing my junior year of high school, I was fucking, yeah, like, 5'11", 190 playing, like, football. I mean, like, the exact size that I am right now. That is exactly how much I weigh today.
I played football. I was 190 pounds. I played football. I modeled for Teen Gap and Hollister. and I fucking smoked hellacious weed.
Hellacious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, that wasn't my downfall either, but they all knew it, and like, that would, I don't think that, like, helped me necessarily, like, on the field. They're like, this kid's just going home and getting burnt.
They're like, why don't you be track? I'm like, because I smoke too much pot, coach. Can I just goddamn it, play football, please?
That's why I fucking played goalie, dude. I don't want to run, all right? I don't want to run.
Yeah, just
here. I sort of sit back here and essentially coach from the field and then be super athletic 5 seconds at a time. No, but, no, goalie's the hardest position on the field. Don't everybody tell you otherwise. But no, I remember I played basketball because I grew up just playing ball every day, and it was like all me and my brother wanted to do. We just played basketball every day, and it's like never the sport that I took super serious, just because I knew that was never like my passion or like something that would ever. Because I knew I wasn't going to be six
kids around.
Well. That's a big part of it, but I balled with all of them, man. Like, fucking, all we would do is we would walk up to the skate land apartments. If you're local to Omaha, you know the apartments across from Skate Days, section housing ones.
132nd and B, bro.
But we would warm up in our fucking hoop in our backyard that we had on grass, just play it all fucking shitty. And we had about, you know, like, that's all we wanted. We'd always go outside and play basketball. Then we would walk over to Al's mom's place where we would go fucking, then that's where the courts were, because I had the north courts and the south courts. And there was full of real adults, black adults.
Yes, playing ball.
And we would show up and play with them, dead ass. Like, there weren't many kids that were let on the court, but me and Al, like, absolutely, because I knew how to pass. I knew he knew how to shoot. That was it. So it's like, you put those two kids out, like, don't let them play paint, because we're gonna fuck them up. There's going to be some scraped knees. Don't let them get in the paint. But we try and get in there, fucking dunks and layups and shit. That's how we learned how to be, that's how we learned to be aggressive on the boards. It's how we learned how to pass. It's how we learned how to, like, watch adults be like, we're definitely playing street ball, but we can also, like, run a play, run a pick, run a weave, post up, like, things that you use in fundamentals that I learned real fast. But it was never a game that I took super duper serious, because I always knew that when I got to be an adult, that I was like, man, I don't really actually want to play this. I don't want to learn plays. I just want to play on the street. Like, I'm never going to be 6'5". Like, I don't know. It's so hard on your knees. I have other sports I love. Like, but I played it in middle school. I played select. And I remember, getting back to the point now, that there was a game when we were whooping up on these kids, like, and it wasn't like we were being dicks. It was just like we were pretty good shooters, and none of them were that tall. They had one kid that was good, and he was at the center. But, like, we were up at least, like, 10 to 15 points right before halftime. And the point – I inbounded the ball. Some kids stole it. They're, like, passing around. I was like, whatever. And I was – my quarterback for my football team is the reason that I was on that team, because he was the point guard, and I was basically playing power forward because they recruited me in. And I was like, hey – I was just fucking around, like, being cocky. I was like, I was even talking with him when we were on defense. I was like, man, I don't even really feel like playing defense right now, dog. I'm just like, I'd take this one off. We got 5 minutes till half. I could take this one off. Basically just trying to be a dick to him. And this kid runs to make a layup, and because I could tell he was trying to get tough with it, basically, and not to be a dick, but he was trying to run. He made a break. I let him get by me, then I jumped up, and LeBron just fucking, boom, like, right off the backboard. Bodied him down. Like, didn't mean to. Like, I didn't mean to bump him so hard, but, like, he was going in for a layup.
That's so great.
He burnt me, so I was like, oh, fuck that. Bah! Smacked that thing as hard as I could off the backboard. Sent to half court. Definitely got a technical foul for slamming this kid kind of hard. I was like, fuck that. But, again, not to play tough guy, but I remember I actually helped him up. I was like, yo, dog, my bad. I was just trying to get a good slam, because, you know, that's always cool. I wasn't trying to fucking slam you like that. And he was actually cool. He was like, we're good. Buddy's dad was not good. Buddy's dad was like, what the fuck? Like, I remember he yelled it, and, like, I didn't want to, the malice at the palace had happened at this time. I was about to run our test. I met a world peace. I mean, excuse me.
He's like, I'm going to have to whoop this old man's ass.
I stood up and I was like, what? Like, and then my dad was like, two things. One, you're in seventh grade. You're not as tough as you think. This is a grown man. Two, you better calm down, because I'm his dad, and I'm much bigger than you.
Like, I'll put hands on your ass,
and
man.
I got a tee foul. I had to sit out the rest of the half, which was fine. There was 4 minutes to half. Fuck him. But I remember I was cool with the kid, but like there were a few times I do remember that, like, you know, you see it on TikTok, you see it on Facebook, and I understand that's your kid. Like, you see the Little League sports, Randy Marsh, fucking, can you believe it, Stan? Fighting at Coors Stadium. Pepsi Fields. I'm like, fucking, like, what do you mean, dad? He's like, you're going to your Little League game. You guys made state. I'm going to fight someone in the stands. Like, there's a whole episode of South Park about it. It's, like, relatable because people get, it's your kids. People get heated. I understand. Like, you're protective. That's mama bear shit. Like, so, I mean, if you see some other kid that's obviously bigger, try to street ball your kid. Like, you might say something.
I got a story about that. One day I was with my daughter at the park. She was like 4 years old at the time. And this little kid walks up to her, right? And like, he literally just pushes her down. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I was hot, bro. I went right over to that little kid. I looked at his parent, and then I pushed his fucking son down. And I was like, your fucking son just pushed my daughter down. I was like, if you got a problem about it, we can talk about it right over there.
There's inertia.
I walked back up. I picked my daughter up and let her continue playing whatever the fuck she was doing. Wiped her tears off, and she went back to swinging her sliding or whatever the fuck she was doing.
In retrospect, should I have done it? No. But did I do it?
No.
Yes.
I did. Yeah. I should not have.
No, but I mean.
But I was.
Also. Like,
it's just, like you were saying, man, you feel some type of way when it comes to that parenting shit, bro. Because it's your kid. You know what I mean? Like, you put. It's not like you put DNA in with this bitch and made a 50-50. It's like you guys nurtured something. You know what I'm saying?
People are like, a product of their environment. Like, sure, there's genetics, but most of the time when you're like, oh, you look just like your dad, and you act just like him, and you also get to grow up together. And like, some people really do look a lot like their parents. Some people don't.
Yeah.
Like, apparently I look a lot like my biological father. Like, a couple of our friends, like Taylor, Trev, they look exactly like their dad, and they look like each other. Like, that kind of stuff. But
weird.
I know. But they're not twins or anything like that, but they all just kind of have, like, the same facial features, like eye set, nose, that kind of stuff.
Facial feature, the fucking nose and those goofy cheeks.
But Taylor's, like, 5'9", and Trevor's, like, 6'7", 6'2". 10. That's the only weird one, because neither one of his parents are tall. Maybe one of their grandparents was or something. That's always how that shit works. My grandpa was 6'4", but I'm not.
No one knows what. No one's checked out my grandpa.
I got the
not the black one. We know what he looks like, but the white one, we don't know what he looks like.
No, he might have been tall as fuck too.
Well, I mean, I personally don't like fucking. My mom does because well, sure. You know it's her dad. Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, it's not important. Know. I really barely. I took one trip to California when I was younger, like when I was about that same age. 3, 4, 5, and I have a few memories. I mean, still, I think I was 6, actually. I might have been already, like, in kindergarten or first grade, but I do remember, like, my grandpa on that side, who's already dead, and, like, my dad on that side, well, I say that side because he's biological. I mean, like, by then, like I said, even at that point, my dad, the one that I've been, like, remembering my whole life and has actually nurtured me and fostered that environment and blah, 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 blah. The one I just mentioned as dad is technically my stepdad, but regardless, he's been around since I was, like, making memories. So, that's dad. There's nothing about it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the other guy, like I said, there's just a bunch of drunk Irish bastards like myself floating around doing
heard
what
that,
we do. But
that's
why, I mean, like, when I did the 23andMe thing, I was like, it's confirmed two things. One, that I'm as Irish as I think, and two... that I'm nervous that it looks like I have about 50 other wee bastards running around like myself. Like, not
See,
of mine. That let me make it say, let me clarify, not mine. My age related to me, probably, cousins of that ilk. And it's
See,
not
that's
weird, but I'm like, because a lot of people probably share blood. I mean, fuck, like Genghis Khan, dude. Like, people share blood all over the world with people they don't even know. And if you're third, fourth, fifth cousins, I'd be like, what the fuck ever. But, like, I think I probably have some direct blood relatives that might look like me. that I have no idea, and they have no idea who I am.
Who or where they are. Yeah, of course, man. And, well, that's why when I was in the O, I really wasn't fucking around with the black girls, because I got two sisters that live there.
That's such an... Did you know that in Iceland, I think it is, that they have an app that's basically like, is this your sister? Just to make sure.
Well...
Seriously, they have to, because they're like, hey, not many people come here. It's not that we don't want you to. We love tourism, but not many people live here because it's fucking dark 90 hours a day most of the year. And then we only have a population of like 100,000 or something. Like, what is the fucking... Let me do some searching here. Population...
Hit them with the...
of Iceland. What do we got? I'm doing my own research. Yeah, 350,000. That's it, bro.
Jesus Christ. There's more people in part of Omaha.
Population of Omaha.
450K or something.
Yeah, almost 500,000 flat in just the metropolis. That's not counting any other shit around it. That's about a million.
Fucking Miller, fucking, yeah. It's
Bellevue.
It's like 1.5 for everybody.
Yeah, we're like a million plus. And really, those are all subsets of the city that are directly in the city. Like, if you didn't see the street signs and they all look the same, you wouldn't know you're in a different borough at all. At all, if you didn't go around Omaha. So just in Omaha proper, basically like a 10-square-mile area, there's more than... And this is not even a big city. There's 200,000 more people than all of Iceland. Bro.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy.
That's why they have to have the app. There's a 50-50 chance, if you split that down the middle, is 150,000 men and women or so, roughly. Obviously, there's probably going to be differences in each one of those, but the app is imperative. Like, I could not...
Like,
I'm not fucking...
Be irrelevant.
I'm just going to go ahead and move.
Dead ass, dude. You know what I'm saying? I was like, and now I'm cool because
Iceland,
like,
is beautiful, though, man. Like, I would love to go there. Like, Reykjavik seems like a sick ass city. It's the capital, and it's the only one of their cities I know how to pronounce. So that's why I was Reykjavik. I think I might even be right. They might be like,
like, this guy, yeah, no.
No, what's the population in Norway? Oh, 5.3 million in Norway. I mean, Oslo itself.
Course.
Has a certain amount. We're just this has just become the info podcast. We're just doing geography.
Yo,
welcome to GeoGuessr.
What's the
700,000 people in Oslo though?
Of all of Hawaii.
Hawaii's population? That's a good ass question. People are like, I could do this myself. This is horrible podcasting.
No, they're not. They know that we just did fucking 10 push-ups.
And we wanted to know some facts. 1.46 million all across the Isles of Hawaii. Honolulu, the capital on the main island, has like fucking 351,000 people. So like, really? I mean, there's 900,000 people spread across all the islands aside from the one big capital.
Some of the most American-hating people ever.
Oh my god. Yeah. Again, South Park nailed that one on the head. Anyways... You know, I'm going to get out of there. I'm going to keep looking up fucking stats. Buddy, we've been talking about memories and shit. Like,
fuck it.
I had a wild-ass weekend.
So, exactly. The concert. Tell me what you did. How was it?
Buddy, who's been hashtag lurking in the chat the entire time over here. Because we love to do these on Discord, by the way. So if you guys haven't joined the Discord, you can head to the website. We'll do all the plugs in a bit. And then we'll have Discord links in there. Or if you catch me Twitch streaming Monday to Thursday, you should, like, right after I'm done with this episode, essentially, you'd be able to grab our Discord easily. And you could listen in like Lucian is. And we went to Slipknot on Friday, thanks to him, because he had some tickets.
This fucking guy keeps creeping into the chat. He'll just make a funny face and then cut himself off. And I'm sitting there laughing like this fucking...
If you ever want to chill with the hot dads, join the Discord. But we went on Friday. Dude, this is the third time I've seen Slipknot. You've seen him like, what, three times as well, haven't you? Three, four?
Yeah. Three times now.
Every time I told people, because there were like so many people that asked, like, oh, I saw you posted, like, your friends posted them on Facebook. You were on Facebook, got tagged in some stuff. You want to go to Slipknot? I was like, yeah, I did. Like, and like, a few times I've seen them now, but every time they do a different stage show, every time they go out, and especially when it's not Fest Roadshow, which, whether you guys like heavy metal music or not, or know who Slipknot is, you don't have to appreciate the fact that when you see something live that's really good, like, dude, I've seen Cher live. Phenomenal. Do I even really like Cher? Of course I do. Who are you fucking kidding? But no, like, but
of course I do. Got all intimate with the mic.
But I mean, like, it's not my favorite style of music. I'm usually not listening to pop, but I can appreciate a live show that is different every time with a band that's nine pieces that essentially does their own sound and runs a whole, like, really well orchestrated, rock solid, tight laser show with like fucking lights, and then obviously crowd engagement and the clowns, the people with the baseball bats, people always make fun of, which is fine. But guys, when you see it, there's an art to the madness, and it's exactly what it is. And there's the pit. There's nothing like a good heavy metal show, really, in any fucking sense of the word.
Period.
Now they're all later in their age, too. Like, they're all, like, mid-40s, maybe 50, some of them, depending. Maybe, I think, like, Sid is the oldest one.
Still going hard, like, fucking 20-year-old.
They've lost.
He's 52. The rest of them are, like, 48. And then the new drummer's, like, 31.
Right. Because we've lost two of them.
How the fuck do we mute this man?
Actually,
you know what happened is you guys told me to join in, and I had it on mute so I wouldn't interrupt you. And then I, like, so I, for the listeners, I work at like 5 a.m. So I got home this morning and, like, I fell asleep during your guys' episode with the Discord open. And then I just woke up to you talking about Slipknot, and I was like, yeah, that was dope. I, like, took a nap during Hot Dad. Sorry.
No, that's what we're here for. We're boring as fuck. No kidding.
No, it was soothing. It's relaxing.
You missed all of the good population talk.
That's the good thing about a podcast is I can listen to it again.
No, you only listen to it one time and that's it. You only get one share.
And
it's deleted forever.
This message will self-destruct in 5, kind of like... But
dude, you remember those old Inspector Gadget ones?
Spy glasses. Like,
oh, yeah. Or the message, he'd throw it into the trash can and fucking the claw would be back there, somebody, and just blow their ass up.
When they pulled
Gadget.
When they pulled that shit in Resident Evil 4 where he had to drop the sunglasses and they were counting down, I was like, no, he didn't. No, she didn't.
That was amazing.
Because everyone knows what you did. No, you didn't. But anyways, Slipknot was,
how was the show?
Fucking wild, like they always are. But In This Moment opened up for them. I'd never seen those guys live. They were really good. Their singer, she's, again, much like Cher, a costume change just about every song, but it never gets in the way. She's really good at it. They put like a whole, like, big crazy looking tent style thing that had like an atrium in it that was like an area, obviously it was all blacked out so she could go change and pop out. It had like dancers that were all choreographed with her that had like really good patterns. Bass player and guitarist had like some wild looking makeup. I'd never seen their stage show live. I've listened to their band. They did a couple really cool covers. Like, no, they were super impressive, to be honest, for like what I didn't expect anything, because I was like, I'm just gonna go into this and like see what they sound like, because I've heard them on like The River and stuff like that. But they were phenomenal. Yeah. Like, they definitely brought... I could see why, regardless if you listen to their music just, like, blind and didn't see them, you'd be like, it's kind of an odd pick to take with you on, like, for this. But then, like, Corey Taylor said, he's like, well, we go way the fuck back, so I've known them forever. I would take them on anything I got. So I was like, that's good. So that makes sense. But two, just the live stage presence that they bring... it really did make sense why they would put them on like their Knot Fest roadshow thing, which anyone's not familiar, like it's just like their like circus carnival freak tour, if you want to put it that way. It used to be when they get to like outdoor venues, like, and they did it a little bit more back in the day, they would make like a little bit more kind of like Knot Fest, just like Ozfest and like all these other like really big heavy metal shows. But nowadays, yeah, when they go on tour, they just want like really good live performances with the band that was supposed to open first, named Ginger, with a J. They're from Ukraine, and we all know what's going on, so I'll just leave it at that. They obviously couldn't make the tour, and so they found these guys from Florida that had played Warped Tour that I've seen once here in Omaha when they came through with the Acacia Strain. That they played Sokol Underground like 5 years ago, and now they're on the fucking Not Fresh Roadshow. They're called Wage War, and they're from like I think like Ocello, Florida. I can't remember that. I'm not pronouncing that right, or if I'm getting the city right. But I know they're from Florida. They're fucking a bunch of talented younger dudes, and I say younger only just because they're not like 17 there, but they're like probably about our age, like mid late 20s to maybe early 30s for a couple of them. I could look it up, but like maybe 25 at the youngest for some of them. They're fucking, they have they obviously like they, I don't want to say obviously like it's a bad thing, because fucking Slipknot are titans, dude. Like they are the,
yeah,
they're the ones that have been doing the wild stage shows. Not unlike fucking how, you know, like at like a GWAR level kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because like plenty of fucking really good bands over time that have been like Kiss. I'll just go back. I'll say like Kiss, Aerosmith, Motley Crue. All these other ones that have like obviously since the 80s have been huge pyrotechnics, like huge discussion. So I don't want to say that like Slipknot's a brand new fucking idea, because if we have any old heads to be like, Kiss has been painting their faces in fucking 72. Like I get it, but as in like new age kind of like freak show, Alice Cooper, obviously, I think that it's something that they're titans. So like Wage War, I won't take anything away from them because I got thrown on this tour, but they had I was really impressed with like the new school style that they have, with lots of lights and like just like really good choreographed, like obviously like flashes of brights and like how things moved, and like they had a couple like really gritty ass like heavy fucking metalcore songs. One was called The Swamp. Everything made the whole place like lime green. It was gnarly.
Could you compare them to like any other band out there, or was Wage War like their own fucking thing, their own type of?
They're definitely a newer school metal style. I think like I don't want to call them blasé or like blasé, but like there are definitely a few bands you could compare them to. They fit really well. You could tell that Slipknot might have been actually like an influence for them back, and they didn't have any sampling or like any crazy songs, but like newer Slipknot is definitely something that they sound like, with lots of just fucking heavy, fast chugging riffs and that kind of shit. It's definitely the newer metalcore style, I would say. Like fucking Scion, like a few of these other bands that I've been listening to lately. Yeah, fucking Scion, I Prevail, fucking even here around Omaha, like Arson City, The Impulsive, like fucking all these other bands that kind of have like this newer metal style with lots of like fast gen style breakdowns. It was definitely something that like they fucking, I think
they might have opened up the biggest pit of the night.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll be hearing music from them?
Yeah. Yeah, after this tour, after the Road Fest that they're doing, while they can, as long as they're filling in and as long as they're taking themselves around the country with fucking Slipknot and In This Moment, who are both two old school huge bands, like
big bands.
I looked at their. I actually did that the day, because Omaha was the second show of this tour. They did the Wells Fargo Center in like South Dakota or something like that, and then they came straight down to us. The second one, and so they only played two. Right before the tour started, they were already popular. They had like about 100,000 followers on their Facebook. Wage War did. I think that a lot of that was due to Warped Tour, but now already two shows, 20,000 more likes, 120,000 after they're done with the whole.
Of course, because of all the people. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's the big you break. Get to a place,
yeah, it's, and this is like Omaha is one of the greatest places for fucking musicians to come up and go in, like, you know, off rip, because there are like a lot of, I know it's, you know, the city, and when you're there it seems like it sucks, but there's a lot of music venues there, not just fucking the Sokol, which we love,
which is getting reformulated and called the Admiral, actually coming up, and has some really, really good shows getting announced to it. It's really cool.
Dude, the fucking the Hive, they play shows there. They play shows at fucking, what's the one in Papillion, like right on their main street?
Oh yeah, now they have like a whole amphitheater the down Rock. There now. Yeah, there's the Sumter the amphitheater down there. Yeah. It's fucking the Slowdown downtown, the Waiting Room, the Reverb starting
the
to come down, out.
The Waiting Room. Yeah.
Like places are starting to pop off.
That's what I'm saying, and it's a great place for a band to go and get their starts and their rocks off when you're first getting started, because, like, not a lot of people would expect it, but there's shit tons of people that go into Omaha because, like, for one, fuck, Air Force One is there, so it's one of the biggest military bases ever. So they have military brats coming and going all the fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of travel. Yeah, Epley, I mean, like, isn't a big air, like, I mean, airport, but, like, the fucking, yeah, the military base to the south at Offutt, insane. Brings a lot of people in from all over the country. And then, yeah, the fucking SAC Museum is only like 15 minutes outside of town. And that's where, like, the exactly. president goes when there's a huge problem. So I'm like, yeah, we have a giant, like, military population here, too, that really bumps it up and has, like, made us a good hub to, like, let people live for a few years. But it brings people that want to get the fuck out when they have free time because they're not going to settle in for a while. So they might as well go out, party, and then...
And do something. Mm-hmm. Yep. They go to a concert or a show. There's a lot of jazz. They have the Jazz on the Green that's free every year, and that's a bunch of jazz musicians that come there and do that every year.
Omaha is a cool spot. Like, the Orpheum puts on, like, we get some good comedians that come through. We have a really good, really well-managed Funny Bone, which normally the Funny Bone is a franchise across there, but we have one of the best in the country. But, like...
Yeah, and so that just goes to show...
College World Series, like, in the zoo.
Yeah. It's, the entertainment is large, but living there, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, there's something always fucking going on, but it's like at this point we've already been all... I've been through it all, but like that's why I love just going to live music. Like, actually, I went and watched and or played or did something with live music or recording every day for the past 9 days. It's been fucking fun, man. But like I've been Twitch streaming constantly. I went and saw like a jam band on Saturday night. I went and saw Slipknot on Friday night. I've been broadcasting every single night on Twitch or on fucking like doing this. I went and saw another jam band at the Down Under right down the road on Wednesday before that. Then fucking on Sunday. And then on Sunday I went and played my own gig and drove all the way out to Lincoln and fucking played some with some rockabilly guys from Chicago with named the Crank Daddies, and they were fucking a bunch of fun older guys that ripped it. Like, and then yesterday came home and
shout out to your bands too.
Oh yeah, well it was like, yeah, I got a tattoo, you guys can't see it, but I was like, I got a Molten tattoo on Saturday as well. Started to fill up my entire arm. It's pretty sweet. I might actually throw a picture of it in the Discord up for everybody if you guys are a part of that. But yeah, no, I mean,
you
like,
gotta check that out.
I'm just sitting here bragging that my life is the shit, and that's why I have a podcast.
Oh, we were just saying, like, shit's dope. Okay. I'm in the middle of looking for a new house right now. Like, I gotta do that. Because this house, she has to go.
Unfortunately.
It's now just too expensive. Well, no, it was too expensive. At first, the fellow wanted $190K for it. I was like, yo, I can work at something like that. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Working off in like 15 years, whatever the shit. And then he wanted to put it on the market for $320,000.
And it probably was about to sell at that because the market's so fucking wild across the whole country.
So I was like, well,
fuck. I got that sucks, man. I feel for you, cause dude, Kayla and I have been really considering like getting like our house of our own instead of like renting to own or doing whatever we're doing right now. But then we really put like pen to paper and thought about it. I was like, I should just come at the landlord here and just try and buy this place, cause I'm already fucking here.
Yeah.
I've already been putting money into it. Like maybe for like 5 years I've lived here. I was like, damn, maybe. Yeah, because I don't want everything, like, because I mean, I'm not that bougie, and I know that if we have, like, any California listeners, they're like, what do you mean, $190,000? Do you live in a hole? Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like fuck you, bro.
Dude, houses out there are millions of dollars for, like, my house here would be, like, probably, like, let's be reasonable, I'd say, like, $1.3 million. Yeah, dead ass. It's a duplex, and, like, if you bought, because you have to buy it as one property, even though it has two addresses, like, you buy it as one, like, one person is to own both of it and, like, landlord it out, and, like, $1.3 million, and you can easily bank $2 million in rent off of it, like, every couple of years. Like, every couple of years. But here, it's like, I don't know, it might be worth, you know, $240,000 or something right now, or, like, whatever it's appraised at. I think it's somewhere around there or whatever. But, like, that is $1 million difference, like, just between, like, 1,000 miles. And it's because, I get it, it's warm all the time and people want to live by the coast. Like, it's like I was telling you, it looks like England out here today. It's fucking raining, dark, at 10 a.m. and it's 38 degrees. Sucks butt cheeks.
Nine million miles.
Sucks.
On the other side, yeah, gets a little warm. Okay, and I'm still tripping about the basement thing. I want to bring that up too.
Do you have more talk, more basement talk? There's no basements out
there?
They
don't have them.
They just don't.
And they're like,
what's a basement, bro?
This girl, I went out yesterday, and this girl was like,
"We're not gonna call it a date."
Oh no, it was a date.
There you go.
Yesterday, and then I was like, "Yo, what's up with the basement thing?" And not having, I know. Thank you. I was like, "What's up with no basements?" And she was like, "Oh, it's the flooding." I was like. Rebuttal. So the flooding.
Fuck.
How about why are there no street drains?
Rebuttal. Make a sewer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, I don't know who plans this shit out, but they haven't done it for years. So I was like, you guys have a season called
monsoon
season where it rains for 3 months. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
Why don't we make a plan? Drain it. Because they're like, well, because it's California, they're thinking ahead and they're a little bit more like progressive. They're like, because all of these fucks would just drain it right back into the ocean and be full of street minerals and water and oil shit. Like, it'd be bad. You know, people would dump it right back the fuck out on the coast.
All right. So there are filtration systems like in Omaha where it goes to
water treatment sewage plants before they dump it in the river.
Or it goes to fucking. Out to our crops and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, in the desert, why can't we turn this shitty water into drinkable water? It doesn't have to be dirt water, because that's what it rains. It rains dirt, because, you know, the water sucks up everything around it, the moisture in the air, and then it rains back down. So the rain that we get is dirt.
It's basically just whatever's on the street where it evaporated from.
Yeah, you ain't gotta worry about acid rain, you gotta just worry about the rain, period.
The rain, bro. Like, it's not healthy for you.
Yes.
But, no, that's fucking wild, man. But
baby, don't go up and look in the air and, like, fucking catch water on your tongue. Or if it snows, don't get a snowflake in your mouth yet.
Ew, bro. It's dead. Yeah, but there ain't no snow out there. Not unless you're up at elevation.
Yeah, you gotta go to, like, Flagstaff, because I guess every once in a while they get snow.
Yeah, up at elevation, or you just have to drive the trip up to Rado from where you're at.
Exactly, and they got mountains over there.
I guess there's probably some snow in northern. Yeah, there's definitely snow in Northern California and all that shit by Oregon. But so I mean, like, if you're NorCal, we're not talking to you.
Exactly.
Which is, if I moved to California, I'd definitely go like middle to Northern California. I liked California and fine, it's great. Not everybody like, why would you even move there? It's like, well, the fucking ocean, dude. Ocean, mountains, bro, desert, and plains. There's like everything. Santa Fe is not a bad move either. I get that. But like, no, I've always been like, you know, if I just like got, like, let's just say you like won the lottery. Or like, if I worked in a profession that would be like, hey, we're going to offer you like a feasible wage that you could live in whatever city you wanted to in whichever market. I'd be like, Sacramento. Probably like, I like that area. It looks dope. I like that whole area. Probably like Sacramento. Maybe fucking Eugene, Oregon. Like, get the fuck up there. You know what I'm saying? That'd be dope. Live in the woods.
Eugene, Oregon. I've never even heard of that place. Like, I turned my head to the side because I was like, what the fuck is that?
What are you talking about, bro? Yeah, no, like, probably.
Dude, I think Montana. You know, up in the mountains of Montana. Ooh. It's cold.
A Montana man is a different kind of person. You gotta be rugged.
Like, rugged, my dude.
It gets tough up there, man. Like, you could die.
See, I'm thinking of my life in like fucking RPG status. It took me a long time to get to the desert. It sucks, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm here. We're on a new Diablo map.
Yes, and then I'm about to go to the fucking cold plains soon.
The cold plains. I'm just going to migrate to the north. Across the north.
Yeah, I got to. Towards the north, my friend. Yeah,
I don't know, man. Like, because Kayla eventually one day, her industry, unless she really becomes, like, something I mean, like, she can, but, like, I think it would be a more feasible path that eventually she's probably going to have to move one day. And, like, so I really consider that, like, we might have to because of, like, what her job entails. That, like, honestly, the places that call her the most and need her the most are, like, Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon, like, all Northern California. She was just in Redding, Northern California. Like for a month.
Yeah, she'd be going out there for fucking like months at a time and shit, man.
Right. So we're like, if you have to keep doing it, it might be one day, it might be feasible if you could actually like find a more stable career. Because it pays buku bucks, but like you can't do it all the time. And like it's just too taxing unless you're just like a crazy person and are in fantastic shape and don't have a spouse. Like you just can't do it all the time. The risk of danger, death, effort is just too high. So a lot of people work like maybe 5-6 months out of the year tops doing that, and then have like other side gigs or just like retire for that other part of the month because they definitely can make like $100,000. And as long as you don't live in like a big city, you can easily make that $100,000 in like 6 months. Just coast the rest of the year, and then just.
And then if you have a spouse, i.e. you, fucking doing working anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, bringing in that fucking extra money, that's beautiful, honey.
One day, eventually, we figured that, like, we're doing really well right now where we're at, and, like, it's fine, so it's not a big deal. And I still have all these bands, projects, and stuff like that that I would like to continue to pursue. But, so, we're fine. But, like, eventually, maybe 5, 10, 15 years down the road, even when we're 40s, there's something that will probably end up being like, well, if we just want to sustain a life, slow down at all, like not because I ever anticipate slowing down, I'm a fucking wild man, but like find something more consistent. Like, all right, we can find other projects and life things like that'll make us comfortable in what we do. We need to go where the money is at and like solidify the rest of our career. We're probably gonna have to move. And it could be, like I said, 5, 10, 15 years, you never know. But, there are, probably become a day where we're gonna have to do that. And that being said, it's like I look forward to it, but I would like to, like, I've always thought, like, that's dope that, like, what I would just want to do, like I said, like move like a place, like, you know, any of those states if it's gonna be US bound, because there's plenty of offers internationally too to like have people come out and help. So it's not the only place in the world that gets wildfires.
So you guys are thinking long term fucking move out to the west?
Yeah,
I'm thinking move back fucking to the north. Because
meet you halfway, well, pretty much in Oregon, bud. That's like I was saying.
yeah, fucking. I got to see what's going on with the fam bam and all that. Because, like, you know, my daughter, is growing up. So that's keep that. You know what I mean? I got to keep that going and see what's going on with her mother and stuff. Because her mother is like, she came out here to, like, you know, make herself, and now she got her nice house and all that. And, you know, I respect that. So I'm not going to, like, try to be like, hey, let's fucking uproot the fam and get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean?
Right. No,
I understand. And I'd probably get a no anyway, bro.
Life is so fucking crazy. And that's why we're babbling with you guys about it here. Because we've just been, like, basically just talking about the same shit we're talking about on the phone. It's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. You know why? Because no one does, dude. Like, we're just kind of figuring it out, dude. But at the same time, I can do this wherever. We're across the country right now and just... Yeah, talking to a microphone. So, I mean, like, I could make this happen wherever. That's easy enough in that regard. But, fuck, man. I'll be honest. It's been over an hour, and I have to get online. I'm supposed to be live to all these nerds in Germany that want to watch me play a Hitman.
In, like, 15 minutes.
Right? So I'm just going to basically do one of these, turn 90, and then get this duct tape that I've had right here. This guy's like, why do you have so much duct tape? What are you fucking doing after this? You don't ask. No,
I'm not going
to. No, I have to put up the... See that. That's the easiest way to put up the fucking green screen, just because I thought about building a little frame for it, but then, like, I was like, dude, that's actually more set up, tear down, and fucking space than just, like, this. I have really good paint on the ceiling. Like, it doesn't rip out, so I can just, like, bloop, 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 bloop. And the green screen weighs a 0 point nothing, so I just tape it up to the ceiling with like 6, 7, 8 pieces of duct tape I reuse, and it's like, no one can see it. No one knows. This show isn't held together with duct tape. Shut up.
This show is held together with duct tape.
But fuck, man, yeah, I'm gonna go let this dog outside just so this doesn't bother me, and make another cup of coffee, throw a little piece of toast down, and fuck, if you're not doing anything, just keep hanging. I'm gonna go talk to some people across the pond. Most of our freaking viewers Hitman are all across the UK. We do have plenty of American viewers, but we know that you guys, we have a bunch of European listeners too, and even farther, all over the place. But we appreciate it, man. It's pretty fucking wild whenever I look at the analytics. I'm like, how? Oh yeah, the internet, because I'm putting it out everywhere.
The internet, literally.
Like, oh yeah, why? How, dude? How are these people? It's just, it's amazing. But, as always, you can fucking catch us online. Like I said, I'm about to go stream at twitch.tv/theweeklygeekly. You search The Weekly Geekly anywhere. Sure. Just give it even a good old Google, and it'll take you directly to our Facebook, which has Synergy Nation Network /TWG, synnation.net/TWG to get to the show directly. But all of the awesome podcasts on the network, there's about 10 of them, are all listed up and down across the Energy Nation Network. So give them a click, give them a follow. Plenty of them have Twitch channels too, and are under the exact same tag, just like we are, that you can search anywhere, just under their show. But besides that, we have always been sponsored by Voodoo's Odd Shops. Where's that at, Nate?
13th and Martha, motherfuckers.
You know.
They're in Omaha, Nebraska. And go check out Voodoo. He'll talk to you guys. Or he might not. He might think you're a fucking weirdo. And that guy's a fucking nut. So, you know.
He's a great dude. That. Tell him we sent you. Or he's don't. It might help. It might not.
It might not. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, let's fight. You know?
And lastly, as we have inkpoisoningapparel.com. Thank you so much for Ink Poisoning Apparel for always sponsoring the show. We have a promo code with them. It's Geek, G-E-E-K, all capitals. You get 25% off your whole order. Covers like shipping. Essentially, if you want to look at it that way, like you're basically not even having to pay for shipping, not even having to pay for tax, and then you're still getting money off of your products just for listening to us, which is wild. And they have these like weird designs that I have on my shirt now, just like a bunch of stuff you'd see bikers wear, stuff like with tarot cards, stuff that look like tattoo artists drew them, fucking like weird, dark, crazy. It's called Ink Poisoning. All right. So if you like our style, if you dig what we do, you're guaranteeably probably like what they do.
And that you're going to dig that too. Most definitely.
Head over to inkpoisoningapparel.com.
Support all your local fucking artists and support all your local bands, guys, because they would be nothing without the support. Like the support you're giving us, listening to us, give it to those guys as well. Check them shit out, subscribe on their fucking pages, all of it, you know what I mean?
1 trillion
like,
percent.
Here's an old band. Go look at Escape the Fate. Jesus Christ, they're old.
Jesus Christ, they're old. Nate's band shout out of the week. Escape the Fate. All right. That's dope. Well, buddy, it's been a fucking good episode. It was fun getting back into it. I'm glad. We just did our push-ups. We did our push-ups. I did some doink squats. We did it all. And I'm going to plot that in right now.
We did it all.
So get yourself up out of your chair and make sure you get it done, son. And then we're gonna leave you with that.
It's just jumping jacks and squats.
Remember.
And push-ups, fucker.
Bi-weekly's the plan. Weekly if we can. We'll be back.
If we can.
Do that.
All right, you ready to do these jumping jacks real quick?
I'm gonna punch my ceiling.
I'm glad that I have bolted ones.
I do not.
Well, you do good jumps then over there, brother.
Do some fucking squats.
I love it. Don't you hit me with the fucking. We'll do morning yoga too, motherfucker.
Calm the shit down right now. Yes. I'm gonna put this one up on the fucking bot, bitch.
Dude, I got the rising strength.
I made these motherfuckers in the gym the other day try this shit, and everybody fell over, bro.
Yeah, dog. No one's out here stretching like that, boy.
I try. Fucking pulls your hips right up your ass cheeks.
Dude, it does. That was a good one. Holy shit.
Oh, it's nice. Get some of these.
And then, of course, that's what we're doing. We're literally stretching, guys. Because you don't want to be a dumbass and then fucking hit yourself, blow your back out trying to do jumping jacks or push-up.
Ain't worth it.
All right, here goes those jumping jacks.
I'm gonna work them squats because I am fucking gonna lift my ceiling. Fucking time to roll! Let's go!
Roll them out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
It's time to fucking get the workout on, dickheads.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, I got this started.
That is off the charts, bro. My man's was doing squats, and every time he went down, he did it down. That's off the charts. All right. And then next, we're going to do our little push-ups.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, me too, Doug. All right. One piece.
That is so difficult.
Oh, shit.
It's not easy to go rip a bong skis on the floor, my guy.
Dude, I know. I'm doing like one-handed push-ups. This is awful. Straight up.
This sucks, man.
I've only done five.
I did like seven. I'm lightheaded as shit. Alright, put this out. Put this one out. Fucking, where is...
Oh my god.
Alright, I did 10. I did 10.
I'm on 10 right now. Alright, that's good. We're doing 10.
I'm doing 10. Oh, that's funny. Okay, we did 10. I placed the P-skis on the ground there, went down, it was just like...
Dog, I was fucking just sitting there hitting the high-risers. My head is in the clouds right now.
Yes, we're just doing geography. Yo. Welcome to GeoGuessr.
What's the...
700,000 people in Oslo, though.
Of all of Hawaii.
Hawaii's population? That's a good-ass question. People are like, I can do this myself! This is horrible podcasting!